It's been 40 years since Janine Nina Trevin started the Tada Youth Theater Company. And this year, she's directing an original musical called The History Mystery, a show that has special poignancy in light of the upcoming change in leadership in our country.
I think theater is so important for the time we're living in right now because it does give people ways to imagine the world they want to be a part of.
I'm Michael Eder, and this is Onomatopoeia, a podcast about the people and places of New York City. In this episode, History Mystery. I meet Nina in the Tada rehearsal studios on 28th and Broadway. In her modest office, you can't escape the sounds of kids dancing, singing, and playing theater games. Tada is an incredibly diverse place. Nina says she started the company with a goal of inclusion. Primarily, she was thinking about race, but also she was creating a place for girls and women to play a leading role. And over the years, she said it's become more about expanding what diversity actually means.
Age is a big thing. Health is a big thing. LGBTQIA, you know, we're in theater, so there's always been gay people involved at Tada. But making sure that all the kids are seeing that, that they are seeing in the staff people that they can look up to.
Nina was just 22 when she started Tada.
For women in the 80s, there weren't a lot of directing and playwriting experiences where you could make a living.
Instead, she found her way into stage managing. Back then, she and her mother met a producer who wanted to break new ground. Among other things, he wanted to do kids' shows. Nina's mother told him,
Nina has a children's theater company. So the truth is, Nina did not have a children's theater company.
She and a choreographer friend hunkered down and they quickly put together a show. That was the start of Tada.
So the History Mystery is about these three modern-day kids who feel that what they're learning is like about white men and that only white men really made a difference and made this country into what it was.
I don't want to focus on these stories when they're all about men. It's like women didn't even exist. And it's all about white people, not my people.
They have a point, Steven. We're taught about the achievements of old white men.
So they travel back in time and meet historical figures, and they see what inspired them to make the world a better place. For Nina, inspiration came from old TV shows about time travel, including Quantum Leap and Star Trek.
Minute by minute, the speed of time passage will now increase.
That whole time-space continuum thing, that whole thing of where we are right now, is that all there is or is there more? And I felt like I was learning about different times because of the stories that were being told.
And driven by an unknown force to change history for the better.
The show's timely, but what might be even more important is how being a part of Tada makes a difference in the kids' lives. She's giving them access to an experience that some of them might not otherwise have. And it's not just access. The impact of Tada is evident in the people who work there and those who have gone on to great success after the program.
It's a tight-knit family. You get classes and training while you're here. You get mentorship, and then you get to make a whole bunch of different friends from all different walks of life.
That's Javier Cardenas. He started out as a performer and has been here for 18 years. Cardenas now oversees the training that performers get. Some alumni have gone on to great success, like Kerry Washington, Josh Peck, Ricky Lake, and maybe the most well-known, Jordan Peele. He's the director who made Get Out, among other things. Now Peele sits on the Tada board, and he stays actively involved. He's emceed the Tada Gala, which is their biggest fundraiser of the year. Today, more than ever, Nina's trying to inspire her performers to make a difference in the world, to affect change.
In History Mystery, one of the songs says, it's up to you and me to make history turn out the way we want it to be. The thing that's always been important to me is kids having a voice and realizing how important they are in their lives and to the world, and they don't have to wait till they're grown up to make a difference.
At the end of every show, the kids joyously sing the Tada theme song. And at one point, the house lights go on. The audience suddenly becomes part of the show.
And you, and you, and you, and you.
It's a little embarrassing, but also flattering to be singled out, to be included in TADA, and receive the call to action. This episode of Onomatopoeia was created by me, Michael Eder. Onomatopoeia is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism. Joanne Farian is our executive producer and professor. Original theme music by Lee Feldman. Other music by Blue Dot Sessions.